Hi, I'm Sierra.
And this is Alexis.
And you're listening to
Brave and Beautiful.
Okay, this is episode 5, and today we're going to be talking about
life and futuristic plans.
And the quote of the day is,
our quote for today is by Mae West, and it says, you only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough.
I like that. I do.
It's true. Very honest.
Very. So, the last episode, I talked a little bit about what's going on. You know, I'm going through a breakup and everything, and I'm on this journey of self-love and finding myself and taking that time for myself because I feel like I've never really done that before. So, and I'll touch more on it in the episode, but what about you, Alexis? What's going on with you?
Well, 2020's not been the best year for me. I've had a lot of things go on, especially in January. Not too comfortable in talking about them, so sorry to our listeners for that. Okay. Personal things happen. Other than that, I feel like things are starting to look up for me now. There's still difficult times, but I'm working on things, getting over things, and learning to grow with it. Because that's the important thing, is growth.
Yes, very. That's my word of the year, is growth.
Growth.
That's definitely what I want to succeed in more than anything, growth in just like
every aspect of life.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. You know, I've not been single in a while, and it feels weird to say that I'm single, but, you know, I have my moments and I still get sad and everything, but I feel more free, freer than ever, of course, but it feels good to not know that I have to
depend on somebody.
Yeah, and worry about someone else like I used to, you know, like, only person I have to worry about is, of course, my daughter, but myself, and that's what I'm focusing on the most is the relationship with myself, because I feel like I've kind of neglected it, and I mean, that happens with a lot of people when they get into a relationship. Like, it's just because you care about your partner so much that you just...
You're pretty much bonded to them, in a way.
Yeah. And so, in a way, sounds so dramatic, neglect yourself in ways, but, I mean, like, you don't, but your partner you put for everything, you know, because you love them so much. And now that I'm single, it's me. It's me, and I'm finally doing things that are going to make me happy and just really focusing on myself, and I'm a little bit, you know, I'm scared to put myself out there now, because, I mean, someone can just walk out, and I've learned that, and you can give yourself to someone, and then they can just leave and not love you anymore. That sucks, and it hurts, and it's something I've learned, and so I'm scared to open myself up to someone again, and then that happened again. So, I've been a little bit, and I've not been trying to, like, jump into a relationship, because I feel like that is just so bad, and I've done that so many times. This is, I think, the first time that I've not done it, and it sounds so bad, but I'm telling the truth, you know, like.
But in overall general view, it's not bad. You do need to take time to yourself. Mm-hmm. If you don't, then you don't truly know how you need to be loved and can't find a person who can love you like you need.
Yeah, exactly, and I think, you know, if I take this time for myself and really focus on me and listen to myself and all, like, the next person I'm going to be in a relationship with, I can just give them this better version of myself, and, you know, and I'm not holding on to all kinds of baggage from before or whatever. You know, I've gave myself time to let those things go and just, you know, new start, blank start, you know, blank start. That made no sense. Oh, like a blank page. Like a new chapter, new era in life. That's beautiful. Like, I mean, life's so unpredictable.
You never know what's going to happen. Any
really
moment
don't.
Of the day, something could go good, something could go bad.
Yeah.
You never know.
Mm-mm. You don't. You asked me a year ago if I'd be where I am now, and it's not, you know. And I had to move in with my parents, and, you know, I was like so down about it, because I was like, oh my god, I'm moving in with my parents, but I'm only 21 years old, it's not that bad. Like, there's people who are like 30, 40 year old people living with their parents. Lord help me, I hope I'm not that way.
True.
But I'm still so young, you know, so, I mean, it's not, you know, and sometimes you have to do it. You do. You have to do things you don't want to do, but, you know, I'll get to where I want to get when it's my time, and I will get there, you know. I'm working every day to...
Everything takes time.
Yeah.
Definitely. Some takes more time than others, but in the end, you'll get to where you need to be, and know that life takes you there.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard Demi Lovato's new song?
Maybe.
I Love Me.
I might have.
It's so good. I think it was released today, yesterday. But it's so good. You gotta listen to it, and everyone on here's gotta listen to it, so... I'm a, I still am a Lovatic, but I used to be, like, obsessed with Demi Lovato, like, obsessed. And I still love her, and, you know, she's went through all kinds of stuff, too. And that song's a really good message. Like, I mean.
Definitely.
Love yourself. Like, come on. Be your own queen.
I remember, when me and you hung out when we were younger, and I stayed at your house, we walked to go get food, and then we walked into Food Lion and bought magazines, and you cut out every little picture of Demi Lovato.
Oh my god. Yes, I used to have this box. Well, I made this huge collage on the collage of her on the back of my door, I remember, with these little pieces of paper, like pictures. But I did have a box that I just had, and it was a clipping box. So it had like little pictures of her. I mean, that's crazy. I used to make binders full of those collages, and I mean, I was pretty dedicated, okay? That was like, I was a full-time Lovatic, and it was, it was a lot of work, okay? Like, I had to cut all those out.
I'll give you compliments on being that dedicated to something when you're young.
Oh my gosh, though. I can't. Yeah, I was dedicated, but Lord, need some help. Like, I have a life now. Somewhat. So I don't do that. I'm growing up a lot, and I'm not hating on people who still do that if you're like older or whatever, but it's just, you know, I don't have really time for it. I'm a mom and stuff. I love Demi. I check up on her and everything, but I used to check up on her like every day. Where's Demi? What's she doing? Is there any new pictures of Demi? Like, crazy. And no. That's not how I am now, but Demi, I love her a lot still. She means something to me, like, in a special way.
She helped you get through things.
She did.
When you were younger.
And her, and also Miley Cyrus when I was really, really young. I was known as the Miley Cyrus freak at school, pretty much. I was really a stalker with Miley, though. I knew creepy stuff about, like, all kinds of weird facts about her and stuff. Hannah Montana was my life. Miley was my life. Yeah. But it's so weird because, like, I don't know these people personally, but they, like, mean something special to me just because my childhood, and I don't know, they just kind of made me who I am today in ways, you know. I know that sounds so dramatic, but...
You connected with them to get over things in your life.
Yeah. Like, Demi and has a lot of songs I relate
it's
to.
It's perfectly fine to do that with things.
It's so good to have, like, inspirations. I always think, like, it's also, like, if people on Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that, I think you should always, it's okay to, like, be inspired by people, but, you know, you don't ever want
to. Don't try to copy them.
Yeah, you
definitely
don't want
to
be them.
It's always better to be unique and different, rather being a copy and the same as everyone else.
Were you ever like that with a celebrity?
I don't know. I liked different celebrities growing up.
Oh my god, you know what this weird thing was with me? You know how much I love Demi, right?
Mm-hmm.
I felt, this is so weird to think about it now, I felt so bad or felt so guilty if I put another person up in my room. Your picture of I felt like, oh my gosh, like, I can't do that because that's like, what's the word? To Demi, like, you know, I'm a Lovatic. I have to have just Demi in my room. Like, I can't have no other person up on the wall. I eventually got over that at the end stages, and I did have, like, some Selena, because I love Selena Gomez, too, and you know, other people I liked. But I was crazy. I saw Demi was my first concert I ever went to. And she was like an aunt. Like, that's how far we were, I'm saying. Like, she wasn't really... Oh, that's a little dramatic. Not an aunt, but she was really small. Like, we were all the way in the back. And I had my hair spray-painted pink because it was a Neon Lights tour and she had pink hair. And I had my Demi shirt on. I had her name on my face, like, D-E-M-I. And I was like, there's pictures of this. Oh my gosh. I was... Well, she comes out. And my mom turns around to me and she's like, are you crying? And I bawled in Baltimore. And I was like, I'm in the same room as Emmy. Like, she's right there. This isn't a video on YouTube or whatever. She's like, here. And my mom, she talks about that all the time. But that's just how much someone can, you know, mean to you. And she was just my role model. And when I found out she almost OD'd, oh my god. Oh, Lord.
It was actually a really bad time.
If someone would have happened to her, I would have cried like she was like a family member or something. I would have been like... Yeah.
I'm glad she's doing a whole lot better.
Me too. Listen to I Love Me by Demi Lovato. Do it! And if you want to cringe, watch my YouTube channel that was all dedicated to Demi. It was called Lovatic 3717. Yeah, it shows you my old room, what we're talking about, and my collection, and yeah. So. Yeah. Anyway, moving on from Demi. Talking about her a lot, but whatever.
To answer your question, I did like celebrities when I was younger, but I don't think I was ever really obsessed with many. Like, yeah. Fully obsessed with somebody like that.
I had so much going on at home, and I think that was, like, an outlet for me.
That's the way you escaped. About
it, I really think it was. I was so obsessed with someone else's life because I wanted to, like...
escape your own.
Yeah. I really think that's what happened, especially... Yeah, things that was going on, I think.
I don't know. I didn't really spend much time listening to a lot of stuff when I was growing up. I'd spend, actually, more of my time outside with my sister... I'd climb trees and hang upside down. We'd go riding bikes. We'd go for walks. Just anything.
I was like that when I was like 6 and 7 and a little bit of 8 years old. But then in my preteens, that's when I became obsessed. I remember those times. Yeah, I remember I used to be outside until it was dark. Like, see, when I had to come in.
I stayed that way till I was like 13. And then we moved to North Carolina. And then I guess that's when my stage of being obsessed with celebrities actually started. Don't make fun of me. I was actually obsessed with One Direction at one point in time.
I'm not gonna be... I loved One Direction, and I'm the one who got my friend Taylor into One Direction. That was me. I'm the one who got her obsessed with One Direction, because I loved One Direction, and, you know... Like, we talked about earlier, we were joking about it, and I loved Niall. Niall was my husband. And I used to ship Niall with Demi, because Niall had a crush on Demi. And I was like, oh my god, this is perfect. Demi! But I loved Niall. So, I'm not making fun of you. I know some people are a little bit like, meh, in the boy groups.
I think growing up more, I was more obsessed with movies, actually. I had, yeah, posters of celebrities and stuff. But the one thing I liked a lot, I had a ton of movie posters. Like, in my room I had this, like, giant Alice in Wonderland poster and a Hunger Games and a Catching Fire poster in my room. Like, actually...
I loved Hunger Games.
Okay, so you know Movie Mania over mm-hmm. in Clover?
Yes.
My family used to go in there every weekend when we were growing up. And Alan, the dude who ran mm-hmm. the store, he... gave me 2 Hunger Games posters, like, from yeah. the ones that were hanging outside, actually. Oh my gosh. So, I was, like, really happy to get those, because I was a huge Hunger Games fan. Like, I love it. I hated the last one.
Yeah.
Especially because Finnick died. Mm-hmm. Like, they ruined the last movie very much.
Who was your favorite character?
I liked Finnick a lot.
I assume because of the way you remember.
It made me cry. Like, I was reading the book one day, and I got to that part. I screamed. My family was sitting in the living room with me, and I sat there and screamed and threw this book across the room. That's how bad it hurt me. Like,
I know, my favorite character dies. It's like,
oh. It's heartbreak.
It is. It is. Oh, trust my girl. Yeah, I loved Hunger Games. Did you like Divergent?
I did.
I mean, it wasn't as good as Hunger Games.
I loved the Hunger Games more.
Yeah, I agree. Did you ever like Twilight?
Iffy on that one. I liked it, but didn't like it at the same time.
Okay, well, I liked it. I wasn't obsessed, but I liked it a lot.
See, that's the way
Have you watched it?
I've watched all of them.
Like, have you watched the first one or something recently?
No.
Oh, my God. It's so... I don't know. Like, it seemed like it was so much better back then. And you watch it now, and it's like...
See, that's what I was talking about. I liked them a lot back then, but then, like, more as I got older, after more of them came out, and you rewatch them, they're not as good as Kristen before.
Stewart is cringy to me.
She really is now.
Yeah, you know...
She has, like, short hair and stuff now, too.
She's like, yeah.
I don't know. She's just different now.
She is, and I don't know. The acting in the movie... I don't know. It's, like, really weird. There's a lot of things I see, like, I used to see they would make fun of it because it was so... Like, my stepdad, he makes fun of it because vampires, they sparkle. Like, what the heck?
See, yeah...
I love vampires. That's my favorite, like, mystical creature, whatever, you know, like, I love vampires so much, but...
Were you Team Edward or Team Jacob?
I was Team Edward. I was. I know, everyone loved Jacob, and he is cuter, but I don't know why, but I liked the vampire, so I liked Team Edward.
Sorry, I kind of like Jacob, but on the vampire side, I wasn't really up for Edward. I liked... Jasper, and then I liked,
He is cute.
Emmett, too.
Oh, yeah. You liked him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
I like Jasper more, though. Like, I don't know.
Oh, you know that scene in Twilight? It's the first one. It's so cringy to think about it now. It's whenever she's walking into the classroom, and there's a fan... And it blows on her, and I guess her scent goes to Edward, and he goes...
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's sweet. Some of the stuff's so cringy in it now.
Harry Potter fan?
Are you serious? Don't even get me started. I love Harry Potter.
I Big pothead. They're actually so...
That sounds weird.
That does sound weird. They're actually supposed to be bringing out a new one with all the original cast.
Really?
Yes.
With all of them? Oh my God. I'll cry.
I would cry too. Have you seen the Fantastic Beasts movies yet?
I know, like, I can't...
I've seen the first one, but I haven't seen the second one yet.
I haven't seen them. And I know, like, you like Harry Potter, you should watch it, but I don't know, I haven't seen it, though.
The first one's pretty good. I just haven't gotten around to watching The Crimes of Grindelwald yet.
Yeah.
It's got Johnny Depp in it. You know that they're bringing him, they're bringing him back to Pirates of the Caribbean?
I'm so happy. Like, F his ex-wife.
Dude, yeah. Amber? There was a petition going around to remove her from Aquaman 2.
Well, she deserves to be. She is awful. Have you heard the audios of, like, their conversation?
No.
Of her and him and all, and...
I knew that she was very abusive and a bad wife. And then that there's other allegations against her for abusing other boyfriends and stuff.
Oh, wow. I heard his finger got cut off.
Yeah, I think I heard about that, too.
Oh, my God. That sucks.
She's a very violent woman.
She is. And, okay, in the audio, she's like, he's like, well, why did you punch me or whatever? She said, I didn't punch you. I hit you. And I'm like...
What's the difference?
Hit him and, like, punching's a form of hitting and, like, I don't know. She sounded crazy in it. Like, I think it's awful. She wanted to make it sound like he was the abusive one and all. And, you know, a lot of people think that the man would be abusive. But women can be just as abusive
exactly.
to a man.
Exactly.
They can. So, I love Johnny Depp. He's mm-hmm. awesome. Like,
he's hilarious.
He is. He can, like, play so many different characters. He's...
I know. From going from Jack Sparrow to the Mad Hatter.
Mm-hmm.
He really gets into his characters, too. Like,
he does.
He makes them come alive and, really and, well.
God, I get so confused. No, it's the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Because there's Willy.
Yeah, it's the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
The one with Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's like, childhood. Like, he's played in so many different things, and he's a good actor. Like, he didn't deserve that. He's, I don't like her. Like, she can go away.
Very much so.
She can go. She. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I guess we're kind of talking about, like, childhood stuff, really.
Okay, then let's change our topic for the day to childhood memories.
We're talking about all kinds of things, okay, guys? Sorry.
We get random sometimes. You're gonna have to bear with us.
We will talk about our future, too, you know, but...
We have tons of episodes to go for this.
Yeah. I was gonna ask you if you remember that candy. Do you remember the bubblegum candy that's, like... has a baseball man on it, and it's shredded. Did you ever have that? It's like pieces of bubblegum.
No.
You're like, what are you talking about? Did you ever have they're like cigarette candy? They're sticks?
Yeah. I've had those. Yeah. Like, anytime anybody had them, they'd pretend like they were smoking.
Yeah. Yes.
What kid did not do that?
Oh my god, did you ever go... Okay, listen. I don't think I've ever ran as fast as I did as a kid when I would hear the ice cream truck. Okay? Whenever we would hear it, I'd run to my mom and be like, Mom! The ice cream truck is here!
I used to always... Like, me and my sister would hear it going down our road and we'd bus for Mama to, like... Let us get something, too.
My favorite thing from there, I don't know if I have the same things on the ice cream trucks. It's like this plastic cone, and it has cherry kind of ice cream in it, and it has a bubble gum at the bottom.
I loved those.
Me too.
I also loved their rainbow pops, the ones that were Jolly Rancher, but, like...
Oh, yeah.
Every time you, like, got down further on it, it changed colors and stuff.
I think I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever have, like, the Powerpuff Girls and the SpongeBob and
yes.
stuff like that? Yeah. There's a Ninja Turtle one. Yeah, like...
See, I found it weird, though. The eyes on the SpongeBob, I'm pretty sure they were, like, some kind of licorice.
Yeah.
They tasted awful.
Yeah, I didn't eat them either. Yeah. Goodbye.
I miss childhood, to be honest.
Me too.
Like, the other day, I saw this post on Facebook, and I shared it. It was talking about a lake in North Carolina being the clearest lake. It's called White Lake. And when we were living up in North Carolina, White Lake is... Okay, I lived in Bladenboro, and it was next to this town called Elizabethtown. Everyone there called it E-Town. And right outside E-Town is White Lake, and... I remember we'd always go there during the summertime and go swimming in the lake. They have an arcade. They have rides there. They'd always have, like, beautiful fireworks shows, too. And that post just brought so many memories back from there and stuff. I can remember from the first time we went to the last time. It was amazing. And I even asked my sister if she'd remembered, and she said she missed it, too. Like, it was, I don't know, I miss childhood a lot.
Me too.
Those of you growing up, don't wish to be an adult too quickly.
Yeah, because it's awful.
It really is.
It's like, seems so glamorous and amazing, but it's not, like, trust me.
When you're a child, all you think about is wanting to grow up and get older and all that, but... Honestly, now that I think back, I'd wish I'd enjoyed my childhood years a little bit longer.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Oh my gosh. Everything was so
simpler.
Simple, and you're so free. You had no worries or stress. I mean, like, the only thing you probably had to stress about was a test or something at school, or getting ice cream money for the toy, like, something, like, so silly like that, like, it's...
Exactly. And then you get older, and it's bills, and jobs, and...
Gas for your car, and having a car, and getting around, and...
Yeah. Having kids, getting married, and everything.
Yeah. Life is... You know what's weird, though? Like, think about it. So when you come into this world, you know, you're a baby. And then when you leave this world, you kind of result back into a baby.
Technically, yeah.
I mean, like, you can't take care of yourself. Usually.
The majority.
Not everyone.
Not everyone, but a yeah, lot like, of the time.
You can't walk. You have to use a walker. What does babies do to learn how to walk? They use a walker. And then, like, they have to be changed. Someone has to change them. I mean, like, yeah. And then they forget things. Babies don't remember things. They don't know. And it's just like that. If they result back. That's so crazy. Like
it really is, but now that I do think about it, it is kind of like that, you yeah. know?
Yeah, and then, like, your parents took care of you as a baby, and so,
one day you'll have to take care of them yeah. as they get older. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So odd how it changes, you know? Mm-hmm. You go from getting taken care of to taking care of the person who took care of you. Life hits you like a brick, to be honest.
It does. I feel like these years have just flown by so
true
fast.
Like, I don't know, ever since, like, I don't know, when did the years start flying by so quickly?
Oh my god,
I definitely remember high school going by so fast. And then, just in general, life since then, it's been going by fast. And it's sad to think about that, you know? The fact that, you know, we were little, and now we're adults, and everything's just continuously moving and moving and moving. And all I want is for it to slow down a little.
Me too. Me too. It's scary. Like, every day goes by and you can't get those days back. Like, it's just life keeps going. Time keeps passing. And, like, you were just getting older, you know? It's so weird, like, all the people that we used to go to school with, like, they have kids now. Getting married, they're like doing all these things.
See, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I have friends who have kids. I have friends going and traveling. I have friends in college. I have friends with jobs. Just everyone's on different paths. I even have friends still living at home. Yep. Like, it's just an all around, everyone took their different paths.
Did you think that we would ever be friends again?
I'd hoped for it, like, so many times when I was living up in North Carolina, I thought about talking to you. I'd known you had Aria, and I even meant to text you and congratulate you and stuff, but something inside me thought that maybe you wouldn't want to talk to me, being I lived in North Carolina and wouldn't be able to see you or anything. Mm. I don't know. I guess I let my mind get to me on that. But I'm glad we are friends again.
I think, yeah, that I'm glad we are too. And didn't you move? You moved what, in like 7th grade?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. I mean, I remember our chorus times and stuff like that.
I loved chorus class.
Like, chorus class, yes. I'm so glad I did chorus.
It broke my heart when I moved to North Carolina because they do not offer chorus classes up there at all. Oh, in middle school or high school. Like, it's so awful.
Oh my gosh. I found a freaking video, and I think it's from 7th grade of our chorus class. We have to watch it because we're in it. We're both in it. We have to watch it.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. Were you there when we did Les Mis?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. The Les Mis, and...
I liked when, Miss Call was our female chorus teacher. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I remember she had us do the grease and the hairspray theme, and we all wore that. Those old-fashioned dresses and stuff. Mm-hmm. I loved that chorus concert.
Me too. I loved that time period, so I really loved it. Grease's growing up was my favorite movie. It's still one in my top five. I loved that. I loved whenever we would do, because I like to dance, so I liked when we would put dancing in there, but sometimes it was so hard because we're on those, like, the bleep.
They're like bleachers, pretty much.
Yeah. But anyway.
I don't know the technical name for those ones, but they're like bleachers, but I don't know. They're for chorus.
Like the stand on. Yeah, you're not supposed to sit on them because that's what bleachers are. But you're standing on them. Yeah. Anyway, it would sometimes be hard. And sometimes, like, the whole thing, it felt like it would move, I remember. And we had so much limited space sometimes, it was hard to, like, spin and stuff. And, well, we did it. I hated performing in front of the school, though. I liked performing in front of our parents and stuff, but when they would say, well, we have to perform in front of the whole school, I get so nervous.
I didn't like those times. I remember one time back during 7th grade, I got sick, so I had missed a few days. And then the day I went back to school, I'd found out that we had a chorus concert to perform for the visiting kids from the elementary schools who were coming to middle school, you know?
Oh my gosh.
And I did not have our blue chorus t-shirt on. I didn't have khakis on, so I had to go call home. Could not get a hold of my mom at all. So I borrowed a pair of khakis from the nurse, and then had to get a blue t-shirt from the chorus teacher for the class. It was, like, embarrassing, but several other kids had also forgot. But, you know, I feel like I should have been excused because I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Like, she got so mad about it. Like, so many kids missing.
Did we sit beside each other in chorus?
Yes, we did.
I remember, do you remember Izzy?
Yeah.
Izzy would sit with us. It was Izzy.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know
either. We're, like, confusing each other.
I think so. That's how I became close friends with her. I remember her sitting... So I'm thinking, I'm like, I don't really remember any other classes with her, so that had to have been it. She's changed a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have to talk about that later.
Yeah. She's changed a lot. I think she moved away. I think she's in New York or something.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Kylie, she's married. From course.
Kylie Smith?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean to say last name. So sorry.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to college. The name am I thinking of?
Be Amber? I don't know.
I know Amber plays pool professionally sometimes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just remember to enjoy every moment because it goes by so quickly.
Definitely.
If you could go back to any age, like specifically, what age would you go back to? Or a year or whatever. I would go back to 2006. Well, 2006 or 2007. That's when I had all my friends Brandon and Amber and Isabella. And that's when we played outside till it was dark. That was when it was time to come in. Like, we knew we had to go in. Sometimes we didn't, though. We would play, like, catch lightning bugs. And
I think I'd like to go back to my middle school years.
And I loved middle school, too. A lot of people hated middle school, but I liked middle school.
I actually miss middle school, to be honest.
Me, too. Sixth grade wasn't that great for me, though. I was kind of a loner in sixth grade.
I guess that'd be around... But 2011, 2012, like, before I moved up to North Carolina, definitely, because I missed all my friends down here. It's when I became friends with you. We had a sleepover. I think only once, actually, but...
Mr. Rumpfelt was my favorite for 7th grade. 6th grade? I didn't really have the best teachers.
My sister had the same teachers that I had.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mr. Stewart, like, left halfway through the year to go work at the district, and then we got Mr. Hopkins, I think?
Yeah.
What's his name?
He was...
I don't know. Everyone called him a vampire. He was really pale, and he had dark bags under his eyes.
Yep. He was always, like, looking weird to me. He would be, like, looking like...
He was really nice. Like, unlike other teachers, I broke my right wrist, so I couldn't write really well. Mm-hmm. Especially because I was learning how to write with my left hand. He actually helped print out a lot of my notes.
Speaking of teachers. Oh, you go ahead.
Miss I'm sorry. Dixon, on the other hand.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't really like her too much, to be honest.
She had some good days, but...
Not a lot.
No.
Definitely not a lot.
She seemed always cranky.
Very. What was her math teacher's name? I want to say Miss Simmons.
Yes, that's it.
Mm-hmm. My mind.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Miss Simmons hated me and Monique. We would sit in the back of the classroom and we would like eat candy in her class. We weren't supposed to do that. Because it was after lunch. We would get all kinds of candy out of the vending machines. That was before the Michelle Obama thing. Mm-hmm. Remember we had so much candy we could get? We would eat Shockers and Sprees and stuff in the back of her classroom. And we would text on the calculators because, you know... That's so cool. And we'd be always talking. She hated us, I swear. But what I was going to talk about is, you know what I hated? I hated when we would have substitute teachers and the teachers would leave. Our teachers would leave, like, big packets
of work.
And I'm like,
And they'd expect it to be done, too.
Yes.
Like, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But normally, most of the time, you barely get halfway through it.
Me and my friends would copy each other.
I don't know. I'd sit there and work on it really quickly. And
I never did my homework either. I would always do it in the morning. I did. I was such a bad kid. Every morning I would try to do it on the bus or I would try to...
I've done that before. I've tried doing my homework on the bus in the mornings before. Now, when I lived in North Carolina, I actually... I'd do my work in class after it was handed to us, so I didn't have homework to deal with when I got home or in the morning the next morning, any of that.
Yeah.
I'd just get it done and, you know, be happy about it.
Yeah.
And made things a lot easier. Which my teacher didn't care because I got done with all our work and stuff, and I'd even help other kids on their work during class.
Mm-hmm. I hated group stuff sometimes. Like, depending on my class, I hated when the teacher would be like, pick a group to... I've had some classes where I didn't know anyone, and I had to, like... So, that would... I always didn't like that. But, anyway, that's pretty much it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed.
Definitely. We love you so much, and hope to hear from you in the next episodes.
And... We hope you have a great day.
Definitely.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.